Good morning, praise God.
Praise God.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 7. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 7. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all the good things we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we're passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solutions for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confessed and renounced our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, so we can come to you to worship you and to serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them, help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite, to implement the discipline that you ordain to them to do. We pray for the children, Lord, to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and to do their assignment well and their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others, how to work diligently, that our light shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the works of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way that you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. We come against all power of darkness and against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you out of your demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders in those countries and be a good wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers, especially the congregation in Malawi, from the current drought and famine. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor, to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. And we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Thank you. Before you today, O Lord, we ask thee, O Lord God, to cleanse us, to sanctify us, O Lord God, forgive our sins, O Lord God, remind us, O Lord, of the things that are not pleasing to you that we have done, O Lord God, that we may ask forgiveness from thee. Ask thee, Father God, that you will continue to bless us as we gather today, O Lord God. May your name continually be blessed, and we will rejoice in your presence, O Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice in the Lord, whatever circumstances in our lives. Whatever circumstances in our lives, O Lord, we know, Lord, as you have promised, everything will work together for good to those who love God and to those whom are called according to your purpose. Thank you, O Lord God. Yes, O Lord God, whatever circumstances in our lives, whatever the enemy is whispering into our ears, O Lord, we don't believe it, but we believe in the word that you have promised to us, O Lord God. O Lord, we thank you, and we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. O Lord, we offer our lives, the things that are behind us, O Lord, the things that are in front of us. We continue to believe in the plan that you have planned for each one of us, plan that is good and will never harm us.
Thank you.
Jesus, O Lord. This is our prayer, O Lord, as we come before you today. Have your way in our lives, O Lord God. O Lord, we once more, we commit our lives unto you. We give you, O Lord, what we have, the very life that you have entrusted to us. O Lord, let your light so shine before men, that they may see the good works of your people, that they may see who we are in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now give our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 22, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and for all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Yes, O God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you've done and given to us. As we give our tithes, offering, and first fruit unto you, may you continue to bless us by being a good steward to all that entrusted to us, that your promise of your word will come true in our lives. Lord, bless this money, that the service of work in your church will continue and relieve the poor and needy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we speak about ministry. This is the message for today. This is ministry part one. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word that you send on time. Anoint my lips as I deliver your message. Lord, have your way in us, in our lives, O God. Let your word be a double-edged sword, dividing and convict your people to repent and fully come to you and say, wholeheartedly, Lord, without reservation, giving their life fully to you, O God. I pray for fruit. I pray for your will be done in our lives. I pray for workers to be raised up, O God. I pray for souls to be reached out. I pray for more disciples, O God. I pray for more areas to be reached with the gospel. I pray for strength, provision. I pray for baptism of the Holy Ghost, and to give us the spiritual gift that we need to go and save you. Lord, take the message and spread it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You have the word ministry used much in God's service. In this series of messages, we'll have a brief account of its use. The scripture will give us more clear understanding about what is ministry. The scriptures will enlighten the mind of each and every of us workers and set our heart to serve God. In the Old Testament, we can find the following Hebrew word. First, the word sherith. Numbers chapter 4, verse 12. Numbers chapter 4, verse 12. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of a blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skins, and shall put them on a bar. Sherith is the Hebrew word that used for the word ministry. It is two times repeated in the Old Testament, which describe a ministry in the tabernacle within the premises of God's temple. Here in Numbers chapter 4, verse 12, it describes how the Levites need to take the instrument of the ministry and to rub them and place them in a certain way they should do their assignment in a perfect way as it is described. The system of the ministry is to wait upon the office that you are placed in till you accomplish the work entrusted to you in a perfect way. Book of Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 6. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of the music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endured forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. We need to wait in our offices and accomplish thoroughly our ministries in the offices assigned to us. In the regard to ministry, there is always rules and rules and descriptions of these rules in God's word in any ministry. Numbers chapter 4, verse 47. From 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, everyone that can do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation. Here we can see the rules of the age, 30 to 50 years old. The Levites will be taken at the age of 25 to be trained, and at the age of 30 they will get involved in service. Book of Numbers, chapter 8. Numbers, chapter 8, verse 23 to verse 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth unto the Levite from 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Training is very important, that they will be prepared, they'll be taught and discipled, and when they are mature and by the age of 30, they'll be introduced to do the ministry. In the same way now, Jesus told us to go and make disciples, to baptize them, and to teach them to observe everything we receive from the Lord. Matthew 28 and verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The disciples, after such a training, they will be sent to go and make new disciples. Disciples should make new disciples. In the Old Testament, after the age of 50, the Levites, they will just supervise and keep the charge while others will do the service. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25 and 26. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25 to 26. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge. So in the ministry, there is a time that we need to labor hard in serving the Lord while we are young. And we need to continue to do that till the next generation is ready to do the hard work from God. And in such circumstances, we still need to be there to supervise them and watch over the affairs of the ministry and the affairs of the training of the new disciples. Therefore, while you are young and strong, use all your talents, power, strength, and might to serve the Lord. I repeat, while you are young and strong, use all your talents, power, strength, and might to serve the Lord. Number two, Obadiah. The second word, Obadiah. At the time of David, the lower age limit for the Levites to serve was lessened to the age of 20 because the tabernacle was no more moving. Book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 23. 1 Chronicles, chapter 23, verse 24 to verse 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 24 to 27. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by the number of names by their posts, that did the work of service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, the Lord God of Israel had given us rest unto his people, and they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. The Levites will be called for training at the age of 20 and will engage in the service after the period of their training. The Hebrew and Arabic word that used for service here is obada. In total, there is 125 used for the word Obadiah in the Old Testament. And the meaning of Obadiah is labor, work, slavery, and service. Like a labor or of a servant or slave. Like the labor and service of the captives or the subjects is the service for God. As we can read here in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verse 13. Also, they were over the bearers of burdens and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites, there were scribes, officers and porters. Let us understand and agree that serving the Lord is most of the time needs our hard work and labor. In many circumstances, we need to abide with the instructions of God's word and guidance, and that will what will make the service of God certain time more hard to do. We cannot do the service of God as others who are doing the same work in the world. In addition to that, when we do certain service to God, we might be faced with devil's opposition, and that may cause us more strain and hardness in service. Therefore, serving God is a call to persevere and a call to be patient in achieving all our assignments in a perfect way and on time. Number three, the third word is Yad. Yad. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. The Hebrew and the Arabic word used for ministry in by the ministry of the prophets is yad, and it is used 1,447 times in the Old Testament. And the meaning of yad, is hand, wrist, support, and strength. Some of the application of this word we can find in these scriptures. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken unto me. And they say, let us rise up and build. So strengthen their hands for this good work. The hand of God is what he is doing and achieving in the ministry today. When we are willing to use our hands and wrists with strength to support the work of God, then that is the hand of God working through our lives and ministry. So they strengthen their hands for this good work. Therefore, let us strengthen our hands by the strength of the Lord, and let us accomplish faithfully the ministry and service that is assigned for us to do. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work that is to be done, that is not to be done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. The enemy usually attacks the mind to discourage us and make us weak, to weaken our hands in order to delay the hand of God from working and from producing service and what God wants to achieve. Therefore now, let us pray to God and to ask him, Lord, strengthen our hands. Ask him, Lord, strengthen my hands. Lord, strengthen my hands so that we can continue to do our ministry and service to God. And when Jesus will come, he will reward us and repay us good for all our labors, services, and suffering unto him. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. And Israel blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Lifting up the hands toward God is an act of faith and in agreement with God to do and support the works of God. Therefore, let us raise our hands to the Lord in agreement with his word and in agreement with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to continue to serve him and to continue to do his will and his works. In the New Testament, we can find the following Greek words that speak about the word ministry. Number 4, liturgia. Liturgia, which means service or sacrifices offered to administer at the person's own expense, a volunteer, or to offer gift or benefaction for the relief of the needy. This word liturgia describes the ministry of Jesus, who offered his body to be put to death on the cross, a sacrifice for our sins to redeem us and give us the gift of life, the salvation of God, the eternal life. The following are some of the scriptures that the word liturgia mentioned in them. First, Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 6. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 6 speak about Jesus, who obtained more excellent ministry in purchasing and building his church, better than Moses' ministry in building the Old Testament tabernacle. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 6. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Jesus bore the pain, the shame of our sins, and the suffering to offer us eternal life. Therefore, ministry in the New Testament is a sacrifice, something costly, given to the Lord, causing you pain, and that you give to the Lord willingly. Again, ministry in the New Testament is a sacrifice, something costly, given to the Lord, causing you pain, and that you give to the Lord willingly. Therefore, serving the Lord is not that you are looking for something easy, but it is a liturgia, suffering with pain and in complete willingness. The following, where further the word liturgia is used, Luke chapter 1, verse 23. Luke chapter 1, verse 23. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. The priest Zechariah left the temple of God and went home when he finished waiting on his ministry and office in the temple of God. Therefore, we ourselves should not go and rest without finishing what is assigned for us from service and ministry. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 12. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 12. For the administration of this service not only supplies the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Giving material things to support the ministry of God is a painful sacrifice, but that will have great impacts. Giving your tithes, your offerings, and your first fruits might be painful because you are called to take things out from what you had labored, but you are doing that because you are conscious of God, and the Lord shall honor you for that. The value of this service is as the following. Number one, it is pleasing to the Lord. Number two, it supplies the needs of the saints. Number three, it supplies the need of the church and ministry. Number four, it is used to reach out to new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number five, it is fruitful because those who will hear the message and God save, they will start to praise God and save Him. Number six, those who will benefit from this service, they will glorify God and give Him thanks for your sacrifice that you do willingly to serve the Lord. Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 15, to be reminded and to have deeper understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 15. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that he always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he hath ministered seed to the sower, both minister the bread of your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything, to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supplies the want of the saint, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Wise by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Paul was willing to offer his life as a sacrifice just for the purpose of building the faith of others. And he was willing to do that with joy, as he said, I joy and rejoice with you all. Therefore, brethren, we need to rejoice and be glad if we are offering our lives, belongings, money, and other material things for the service of others. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 25 to 30. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 25 to 30. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants, for he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ, he was nailed unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Epaphroditus, the companion of Paul, was willing for the sake of Christ's work, even to put his life unto death, to supply the Philippians to what was lack of their service toward Paul, as we can read here, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. My dear and beloved, as you read or hear, and you are enlightened with God's word, commit your life to the ministry of God, submitting to the rules of God, and willingly let your life be used as a sacrifice, a liturgy, following the example of Jesus, the example of Paul, the example of Epaphroditus, so that the salvation of God will spread to others, and your service will enrich God's church and the saints. Do not be hindered by any cause from serving. God wants you to serve him. Don't let any cause hinder you from serving God and getting you involved in the ministry. Remember also and put it in your mind that many will be blessed by your ministry, and that the Lord shall reward you for your labor and suffering in your ministry. Don't waste your life and offer it to the worldly things, but come and serve the Lord. Devil, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Go away from the people of God. All of you come to God and start to serve him. Let's all stand. Let's all stand as to pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I thank you for your word. Then, Lord, thank you because you called me to serve you and to worship you and do my part. Come to God and ask God forgiveness of your sins, your laziness, your complacency, your lack of commitment, your selfishness, your yoke with non-believer, wasting your time on media news and games and leaving the work of God. Ask God forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. Forgive your church. Forgive your people. Come and serve the Lord. Come, every one of you, and start to serve the Lord and do his work and enjoy his presence and his miracles and wonders in your life. Lord, I am offering my life to you, O God. Come to God. Thank you. ask you, Lord, take me. Send me, oh God, here am I. To serve you, Lord, send them to lost souls. Here we are, oh God. Send us, I pray, for the rest. Convict them, oh God. Those who went away from you, convict them to come and save you wholeheartedly, oh God. Take the message, oh God. Spread it, let it reach the places that you need it, oh God. We pray, oh God, to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts to go and evangelize. I pray for more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted, O God. Fulfill the vision of the church, O God. Multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And free us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the joy of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us rejoice as we serve the Lord.